The Chicago Skyline. Text: Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Marvest Entertainment Production in association with Neshima Entertainment. Chelsea Kane. Visitors enter a Christmas festival. Text: Drew Seeley. Chad Connell. Visitors walk past vendor booths. A skyscraper gleams in the sunlight. A television studio. Title: A Christmas for the Books.
Two. One.
We are back with someone who can seemingly do it all. She is a lifestyle guru, do-it-yourself wonder, and romance expert. She can show you how to pull off the perfect celebration and then make sure you're not alone while doing it. Joanna Mulray, good morning and happy holidays.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Sarah. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Good, good. Thank you for being here. And I have to say congratulations on your best-selling book, The Love Audit.
Thank you. It's a great feeling to know the readers are responding.
And dating.
And dating, yes.
Yeah. This has some amazing practical thoughts on finding and keeping love.
Well, because love is practical. I truly believe that love is work. Don't wait for love to find you. Get out there and go find it.
Bold ideas.
Well, speaking of ideas, I have something I want to share with you guys. This is something you can do with that special someone to show that you love the holidays.
That's beautiful.
And they're so easy and fun to make.
Speaking of couples, we know that your boyfriend's identity is a mystery. But we want to know what's in store for your Christmas and what is his name?
Sarah. Sarah. There'll be snow and fun and lots of holiday spirit.
And there you have it, finding love and staying festive with the one and only Joanna Mulray.
All right.
So good to see you as always.
You too. Thanks so much. Okay.
That's okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Miss Mulray?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Cameron, Ted's assistant.
Nice to meet you.
Let me help you.
Thank you.
He removes her microphone.
Sure, it's a little busy on the desk. What do you guys think?
We haven't met.
Oh, he's great. Busy, though.
Hey, I'm concerned about the author special. It's too...
broad.
I'd like to chat with him about a New Year's segment.
You all set? Hang out, and you can chat with Ted when he's done.
Thank you.
Ted takes a phone call.
Oh, what if we brought him left it?
One second, I gotta... Hi. No, I haven't had a chance to... Sweetheart, I can't just leave.
He nods.
You're right.
Nods again.
Yeah, okay, I'll work on items 17, 12, 1, 2, and 3. I really have to go, okay? We'll talk about how far behind in points I am when I get home. What? I can't hear you. You're breaking up.
He looks blankly at his phone, then beetles his brow.
With me?
Everything good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanna holds her phone as she eavesdrops on Ted's call when a woman comes from behind.
Hey!
Goldie, hi!
You're late. Sorry. My office said you were fantastic as
Thank
usual.
You.
I had them DVR it so I can not watch it and tell you what I think later.
Well, I thought you were power lunching somewhere on my behalf.
Well, actually, we should talk.
They walk.
Honey, I remember when you were just starting out with crafty little at-home get-togethers. Joanna Mulray, my dear, you are no longer just a name. You are a brand.
Joanna grins.
Okay, you're being really nice and it's scaring me.
Your fans love you. Okay, we get letters all the time about how much more fulfilling their lives are because of your blogs and your books. Your best-selling books, I might
add. I'm confused. Do you want me to write another Christmas book?
I want to make you a star.
Oh, well, let me just check my schedule.
McAllen Entertainment.
The TV producer?
The TV producer. I met with Dal McAllen, their head of development and production, and he may have mentioned that they think you might be ready for your own show.
Joanna's eyes light up.
Okay, I'm sensing a save the hug for later vibe.
Okay, it's not a done deal, all right? They love what you do, but it's a three-step process. And it starts with your seminar.
I'm sorry, my what?
They're sponsoring the Christmas in the Air Festival, and it just so happens that they need another speaker.
Joanna holds up her hand.
He'll give a quick talk on finding love and using your strategies.
Okay. Seminar, check. Step two.
McAllen's Holiday Gala.
Wait. The The gala. The one that's written up in magazines where people clamor for an invite?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't heard of it?
Good. Because you'll be planning it.
Wait, that's in less than a week.
Oh, and you'll also be a guest, so no more clamoring.
But that's on Christmas Eve.
Details, details.
Goldie.
It's non-negotiable, okay? They're considering this to be your audition. Joanna Marais using her skills, creativity, and make-it-workedness to pull off their event of the year and to show them what you're made of so they can help you show that to millions of television eyeballs all across America every single day. But there's still step number three.
How could it possibly get crazier?
Funny you should say that. They want you to attend with your...
My...
Boyfriend.
Oh. Oh. Wow. Wow. Okay, I can give a speech and I can plan a party, but how can I... Goldie.
What will people think? If they discover that the man who checked every one of your boxes and your foolproof guide to love dumped you?
Goldie, Brian and I broke up months ago, and...
Honey, we talked about this. Okay, it wasn't the right time to risk that revelation when you were just launching your book. But let's face facts. I mean, there are worse reasons to have to find a boyfriend for Christmas.
Yeah, just planning the party of the year, giving a seminar, and finding love. I'm not sure Joanna Marais can do that.
Well, I am.
Joanna takes a cookie from a tray.
To sweet or not to sweet? By all means, enjoy.
I'm Ted. Dom Rose.
You are Joanna Marais, author, romance expert, Christmas guru.
You're familiar with my work.
Not really, but I produce the segment. I'm kidding. Oh, I know your work. Thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, sorry.
You go.
you go ahead. Oh, well, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed...
I'm sorry. Someone wanted me to remind you of what a fan she is and say thank you for all your great advice.
Aw, well, that's very kind. Who is it?
My ex-girlfriend.
Can I amend my thanks with a sorry?
I'll play it safe and say I've certainly had less eventful days. Besides, if I got into hot water saying things to her, saying them to the author of the love audit won't win me any points.
I've created what some might view as a love lifesaver, while others see me as more of,
a crazy aunt at Thanksgiving who'd rather tell you why you're single than just enjoy your dinner.
That's actually not the worst one I've heard. But, you know, I wanted people to know that I think true love is more than just a feeling, more than a philosophy.
More than points and checklists.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, and I'm making a very educated, though not by intentionally eavesdropping, guess, that your ex is unhappy with your inability to follow a certain author slash romance expert slash Christmas guru's system of finding and keeping true love?
There were signs, but never the dreaded B word. Breakup. Oh. Kind of puts a kink in Christmas.
Well, what exciting things will you plan for yourself?
Is a silent movie marathon too on the nose?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you like hot chocolate? What is it about the point system?
Well, I believe it's a way for both sides to figure out what they want and how to get it, but by giving of themselves. So you do things for your partner, you get points to use with each other for what you want or need. You don't do things, well, then you don't. So it's a way for both sides to figure out what they want and how much it's worth.
I suppose, but point systems and checklists and perfectly romantic gestures.
Oh, don't forget the forehead kiss.
Exactly. Every time I think I have it figured out, there's something else. I try to keep up, but isn't it all too much to do? Too much not to do? Too much pressure?
Ooh, that's a lot to unpack over cocoa.
That's why I got us whipped cream. Look, she was playing by your rules. And sometimes no matter how hard I tried, and I did try, I just felt like I was on the bench.
Wrinkles her brow.
So are you asking me how to get back in the game with her?
No. Yes, I don't know. Actually, and I bring this up because Sarah mentioned it on the segment, this unseen, mysterious man you have in your life? Mm. You know, this a pillar of perfection who stands in direct contrast to flawed men, like me, I guess.
like your readers are apparently dealing with, all based on rules that, according to Valerie, now my ex-girlfriend, and according to you, who created them, could be the beginning of the end of a relationship.
Right. Well, my question... Was there a question?
You sound just like Valerie. Or... She sounds just like you. I work hard, I have great friends, I love my family. I get along with dogs and cats. And kids seem to think that I'm some sort of jungle gym. Whatever happened to just... You know, you like somebody, you think that they like you, and you just go right up to them and you ask.
Will you be my boyfriend?
Exactly.
People turn and look.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's not what you think, and it is a long, sordid story, but I have a proposal for you.
You're not just saying that because I said I was gonna watch Christmas movies alone.
Hear me out. McAllen Entertainment has expressed interest in creating a show for me. And as an audition, I have to give a seminar and plan their annual Christmas gala. But they don't want to just get to know my work. They want to get to know me.
Which includes oft-mentioned never-seen boyfriend.
Exactly.
And you want me to play said oft-mentioned never-seen boyfriend.
It's complicated, but yeah.
You realize how wild this sounds.
I will make you a deal, okay? You agree to play the ever-loving, perfect, forehead-kissing boyfriend, and I will do everything I can to help you understand the love audit so that you can fix things with Valerie.
He looks uncertain.
It's only about a week, okay? I do the seminar, I impress McAllen, I sign on the dotted line, and then when you and Valerie are back in the throes of, you know, love, we'll break up. And I will have a press release drawn up that the pressures of our careers put too much strain on the romance, and we have decided to part ways, but of course we'll remain the best of friends. And we ask for privacy during this very difficult time, please. Is that a yes?
He shakes his head uncertainly.
What are you doing?
Giving you your first lesson.
She writes "I need you" on a napkin and holds it up.
It's a napkin.
It's a love gesture, right? You see a napkin, but the recipient sees that you care and you are aware. And I think there's someone that you should be giving that to. Also, before I forget, lesson one, part two, read.
Hand him her book.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Give me your hand.
Takes her hand in both of his.
Look, I'm really sorry. There's no good way to say this, but...
I know.
If we're gonna do this, it's gotta be believable. And I think we should start as soon as possible. Isn't that right, my little cabbage? I have been reading the rules. Number, 6 trillion and something? Give or take a trillion. A pet name shows your partner that you know them, understand them, and want them.
Great. Well, we will start at the seminar tomorrow. Partner?
Partner.
They toast Coco. At Joanna's home, she talks on video call.
I'm crazy. This whole thing is crazy, right?
Do you want my mom opinion or my professional opinion?
Both scare me. Start professional.
You got this. You get to do what you love and share it with the world.
And as my mother?
Oh, sweetie, you're a mess.
I know.
But your father and I love you.
Love you too.
He's cute though, right?
Good night, Mom. Love you.
She closes the tablet cover and sets it aside.
Okay. I can do this. I can't believe I'm doing this.
In the morning, she wakes up on the sofa. She checks her watch. Joanna bursts in and finds Ted waiting.
Hi. Sorry. Do you ever wear a suit?
Do you ever wear jeans? So, this is where they relocated the North Pole.
Oh, it's a fantastic event.
All right, let's get inspired.
A large convention space is decorated for Christmas. People dressed as Santa and Mrs. Claus perform. People shop at Christmas craft stalls.
Wow, it's pretty festive, my little celery stick. Better, right?
You'll keep trying, won't you?
Well, if the stocking hung by the chimney with care fits.
She makes notes.
Onto everything a list.
The McAllen event is important. It's family, friends, and colleagues. But I want to find a way to combine those aspects so it doesn't feel either too business or pleasure, but this magical integration of both.
Maybe this will help.
A red nose.
Yay!
We need to work on your definition of help.
Joanna?
Hi.
Joanna Moray? Oh, I saw you over there and I thought I'd come say hello.
Aw.
Can you sign my book? I mean, your book. I mean...
I'd be happy to.
My name is Barbara, and your advice has completely changed my life. I mean, I've practiced everything. I made my boyfriend do the love checklist. We figured out the point system. He was a bit behind, but he totally mastered the love gestures.
How wonderful. Please, tell me more.
You were right. I'm allowed to have my own deal breakers, even if they are superficial to people. They're important to me. As you've said, I should be important to me.
Well, I'm just so happy to hear things have changed for the better.
I mean, I would have never seen myself with him until he completely transformed into a totally different person, but...
Oh, well, here you go, Barbara. It was so nice to meet you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go see where I'm speaking.
Let's. Whoa.
A picture.
Well, that's one way to go.
For the record, I would never wear garland.
No, the title. Christmas Romance New Year's Wedding? Yikes. Sounds rough.
Hey, don't knock it. You pay attention. You and Valerie could be planning a honeymoon.
You think?
Oh, Ted. Dear, sweet, sweet Ted. Watch and learn, muffin.
Note to self, baked goods are on the table.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to the best-selling author of The Love Audit, Joanna Moray.
She mounts a stage in front of a large crowd.
Thank you so much for being here with me today.
Let's talk about love and how to find it, but more importantly, how to keep it. By being here today, you have succeeded in taking the important first step. It's what you do next that's the difference between Christmas turkey with the future in-laws or TV dinners at home alone. So, that's why I have created the love triangle. Evaluate, concentrate, designate. First, evaluate your potential mates as objectively as you can. Next, you need to concentrate on your romantic goals. Finally, you must designate what is important to you. And that means making hard choices. Is this person really fulfilling me? If I don't like something, can I tell them? And you have to ask yourself, what can I live with? And more importantly, without.
Because you are so worthy of love. Take a look around.
Ted looks doubtful as he studies Joanna on the stage.
Remember, you don't succumb to loneliness. You conquer it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's get a picture.
Joanna signs books and mingles with readers.
Thank you. Bye.
Ted appears.
Oh, gosh, they were great. Really in tune, don't you think?
Totally.
Okay, let's hear it. I can take it.
Hear what?
Oh, you came. You saw. I'd really like to hear what you think.
Okay, well, it felt a little surface. Cold, maybe. You know, that if things aren't working out, it's just move on without trying to fix them. You say that's the path to love or marriage, but maybe some people might think it's selfish.
Joanna blinks and beetles her brow.
Is Valerie selfish for going for what she wants?
That's different. She's different.
Is she? Is it better to not be honest with yourself or your partner for the sake of a relationship that isn't particularly going well?
I just believe that people are perfectly imperfect, that flaws can be charming, you know, and make you laugh, make you smile, that you need that spark.
Imperfections also add up, cause rifts. One person's charming flaws, another's irritating fail. I just don't understand why you think telling people to go for the best is wrong.
Because the best is an illusion. Sometimes it's not the power suit, but the pair of old jeans with a rip in the seam and a hole in the knee that make you realize you're comfortable with who you are and who you're with.
Comfortable is complacent.
A man in a suit appears.
Joanna?
Oh, Mr. McCallan. Hi. Joanna Murray, it is such a pleasure to meet you.
Call me George, please.
This is Ted Domrose, my boyfriend.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
I am thrilled that that the two of you are going to be joining us for our Christmas Eve gala. Everyone at McCallan's is very much looking forward to what you're going to do to make it special. Extra special. We want the best that Joanna Murray can offer in decor, music, food, and that holiday feeling that only you can bring. And frankly, what you show to us, we want to show to everyone every day in their living rooms across this country.
No pressure.
G elbows Ted.
Mr. McCallan, George, I am just so thrilled with the opportunity to give your event every bit of my passion and ingenuity.
Oh, perfect. We're prepared to have you both up tomorrow afternoon.
Great.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Well, I won't let you down.
Joanna, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm so excited about collaborating with you. Very nice to meet you, Ted.
You too.
I'm looking forward to getting to know both of you more.
Yes, us as well.
Right back at you, sir.
Great.
All right.
Can't wait.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye now.
Ted steps away, then turns and looks at Joanna, hooking his thumb toward George.
He's good.
Steeples her hands.
What's wrong?
Less than a week.
To be perfect.
To be perfect. Okay. We have about 29 hours to learn enough about each other to convince Mr. McCallan that we've been together forever. And I'm not a total fraud.
29 hours?
Yep.
Well, we better get to work. Dinner roll.
Oh, wow, you're killing me.
He smiles as she walks away. At Joanna's.
All right. Home sweet home.
Ted looks around.
Okay, I stand corrected. The North Pole relocated here. Right here.
She beams.
You can tell a lot about a person from their tree.
Points to an ornament.
This is my parents and me. When I came home for Christmas, the first year I left for school.
You all look happy.
Yeah, we were. Christmas is a huge deal in my family. We have relatives flying in from all over the place, and my parents and I cook. There's kids and music, ton of presents. How about you?
I'm an only child. The rest of my family is scattered, and my parents retired to the sunny side of Florida. They take this holiday cruise to the Bahamas, which doesn't exactly scream winter wonderland to me. But yeah, as a kid, I couldn't get enough of spending time with family. The lights, the snow, the big tree.
They give each other a long look.
As I got older, most of the time was spent with friends in the city. We called ourselves holiday orphans. And then, you know, someone would get adopted out when they found a new family to spend Christmas with.
Kind of like what happened with you and Valerie?
Her family is great. Very open, very loud. But it was a whirlwind. You know, catching up with people she wanted to see, running errands. Sometimes I felt like it would have been really nice just to have some quiet time with a cocoa and a fireplace.
Did you ever tell her this?
No, I don't know.
Well, that brings us to our next lesson. Christmas cards. They are a great way to tell the people that you love them.
He fights back a smile and nods sagely.
Okay, this one is for Uncle Louie. That's my mom's brother. Super nice guy, very funny, museum curator, perpetually single.
You know, my Aunt Joyce never married, my dad's sister. She teaches history and she volunteers at an antique shop. Maybe Uncle Lou and Aunt Joyce should get together and go bowling.
Yes. See, interesting people find interest in each other. Not everything in the love audit is so bad. Okay, I think this is the last one. All right.
This was all an elaborate ruse to get me to help you with your Christmas cards, wasn't it?
You found me out.
I will forgive you on one condition.
Name it.
She looks curious. They walk out of the shop.
Right. Nothing cider and cookie can't fix. All is forgiven.
Wow, is that easy?
Your book is a little too long, but... Okay, I'm curious. How did you become Joanna Morais?
Well, I always loved crafting and baking, fixing things. So I went to design school, and then I started this tiny little business out of my living room where I help people plan parties and family gatherings, Christmases, and I realized people wanted more than just how to string the perfect lights, so I started giving advice, and they kept asking. Then I met Goldie, and the rest is history. Right time, right place. I am gonna open your eyes to what it is Valerie wants, what you want, and how to get it. You'll see.
We used to be so in sync, or so I thought, and then kapow!
Don't give up on Valerie just yet. Remember, you have a secret weapon. Me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They walk up to Joanna's door as snow falls.
Oh, it covers it, huh?
I think so.
I had a good time. Thank you.
No, I should be thanking you. It's not every day you learn so much about the boyfriend you've supposedly had for years.
yeah, makes sense.
They see carolers.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin.
Well, you better get inside before too much of this stuff falls. I make a pretty mean snowball.
Oh, I hope to see the day.
Good night, Joanna.
Good night. I'll see you tomorrow. Game time.
Game time. Oh, okay. Okay. Go team. Good night.
Snow covers woods and borders a highway that snakes between the trees. A blue and a silver car pull up to a suburban home. Ted gets out of the blue car and gets into Joanna's car.
Hey.
So, you ready?
Yeah, let's go over the game plan. We play couple, I do business, I get show, we break up.
When you say it like that, it makes me wonder how anyone can think romance is dead.
Oh, right. This is never gonna work. I mean, how could I think this could work?
No. This is gonna work. Because you know how to make it work. The things you do are special because you're special. You wouldn't be here if you weren't.
She reaches into the back seat.
You really do have a lot of stuff.
I'm looking for a book.
Right now? Why do you need a book?
Shh. It's a finger book fortune. It's a trick my Nana taught me. You let the words speak to you.
She opens the book and puts her finger on a random page.
Hey, this is my fortune. Get your own.
He looks around and pulls out her owner's manual.
A trick my auto shop teacher taught me.
You took auto shop?
Never. Ooh, very interesting. Very telling.
Care to share?
Yeah. It's my message.
It's my car manual.
Okay, if you must know what the fates have in store for me. This vehicle may hydroplane while driving at high speeds on a slick or wet road.
She smirks.
Perfect.
All right. It's now or never.
Okay.
Wow. So this is what hit TV gets you. Good to know.
They stand at a grand entryway.
You know, I've heard stories that ringing the doorbell can help. Or if you're really old school, you can knock.
I'm thinking.
Oh, I see. You're willing, George, to throw open the door and whisk us inside.
Joanna, Ted, come on in now the car. Come on in.
You're good.
The house is large and stately.
Wow. This is stunning. And not decorated at all. The tree will go right there. Oh, I'm already getting ideas. I can't wait to get started.
I'm so glad.
I have the feeling this is the start of something wonderful.
I couldn't agree more.
A handsome man in a suit appears.
Please meet my head of development and production, my son, Del.
Joanna Morey, brilliant creative love expert. The pleasure is certainly mine.
It's so nice to meet you.
Hi, I'm Ted, Joanna's boyfriend.
Ah, I didn't know who to expect. You've been shrouded in secrecy.
Oh, well.
So this, the perfect yet elusive boyfriend. We've run the figures and the facts. Joanna Morey is good business. Loyal fans, solid readership. We want to turn that into viewership and not only expand your horizons, but shatter them.
Jeez.
Ted rolls his eyes.
Jeez, she's the best.
Del smiles and nods.
That sounds truly incredible.
Well, incredible and doable. Your ad revenues increase year to year, and your awareness level among prospective viewers is nothing short of a dream.
No pressure.
No worries.
Sorry, I'm so thrilled that you're interested in me, in my work.
Well, now that Del's nicely laid the groundwork, what do you say we grab a quick bite? I'll have your things brought in, taken up, and we can enjoy ourselves.
That sounds wonderful.
That would be darling, darling.
Great. Follow me.
You know what, Del? Could Ted and I have just a moment?
Of course. Dining room's right through there.
Great. Okay. We'll be right there.
Save us a spot.
Joanna drags Ted into a side room.
Okay. What?
What was that for?
What was that for?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Stop. Stop answering my questions with a question. Okay, you are going to blow our cover and completely derail this.
I don't like how Mr. Three-Piece Suit is talking to you. He's so smarmy. Robotic.
Or he's an executive getting to know a potential client.
Oh, Joanna.
You're a producer, right? You have to put people at ease every day before you put them on TV.
And there's a big difference between talking to someone with respect and talking to them like...
Okay, Ted, I appreciate this. I do, but we need this to work.
But the way he talks and acts, he's so calculated, so perfect.
She smirks.
Is someone jealous?
Jealous? Ha! Let me point out that I'm your boyfriend.
Not really.
And he's named after a computer.
She stifles a laugh.
Okay, all right, we need to pull it together. Pull it together. Let's get back out there before they think anything is going on. Just let me get started on the gala, and then we will start on your and Valerie's romance number two.
Okay, fine, but I don't like the way he's talking to you.
What have I gotten us into?
What have you gotten us into?
Stop answering my questions with a question.
Okay.
At dinner.
Well, Del was quite a handful, especially at Christmas, and don't let him tell you otherwise.
I plead the fifth, and I kindly ask my father too as well.
Well, in all fairness, he did find an outlet for his energies with the company.
Well, you produce some wonderful content. It's really impressive.
Thank you. Well, I thank Del. He worked hard. Although I do believe there are times when he prefers his development reports to people.
You always know where you stand with facts and figures. I'm a big fan of to-do lists.
Joanna perks up.
Yeah, but it's fun putting the show together too, you know, wrangling the elements, being part of the little moments that you don't expect. Right? Pumpkin?
Takes Joanna's hand.
You know, I'm a big fan of to-do lists, too. And that reminds me, let's talk gala.
Down to business.
I would love to get started as soon as possible. I have to admit, given the grandeur of the event, I was a bit surprised to see the house wasn't decorated at all. Not even a tree.
My mother took care of the interior.
Mrs. McAllen passed away early in the year, just after the holidays.
Wasn't the holidays until you heard her voice echoing. More garland, brighter lights, bigger ornaments.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Our sympathies, truly.
Thank you, Leo. We appreciate that. And my dear, she was quite the fan of yours. In fact, your being here is just as much of a request of ours as it would be a wish fulfilled for her.
Well, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Go on. If you'd like to get started, no time like the present. Follow me.
A storage room filled with sumptuous Christmas decorations.
So, here it is.
Oh. Ted, stand corrected again. The North Pole relocated here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe how much stuff is in here.
Oh, it's all so beautiful. Is some of this vintage?
Yeah. My mother used to believe in adding to her collection without ever taking away. You know, she used to say, the Christmas of the past is its own Christmas present.
That's for my first book.
Ted looks bothered.
I'm so flattered she found anything I said helpful.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Great. Thanks, Del.
No, why don't you stay? It would be much faster with you as our guide.
Of course. Great. Efficiency is key.
Yeah, why don't we just take everything we can down? Del, perhaps we can stage things in the main hall?
I think that'll be fine.
All right, well, we better get nutcracking. Get it? Nutcrack? Okay. After you.
Del leaves and Ted picks up a box. Joanna wanders the room looking wistfully about.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I'm just... And there's so much history here. These are all of their memories.
An old photo of George and his wife.
You know what? I'm better than fine. I think I just figured out my theme. First Christmas, forever memories.
I'll leave you to it.
Back in the city, Cameron sorts through a desk.
Where is he?
A brown-haired woman.
Valerie. Not here.
Cameron. I got you this job. You owe me.
Joanna Murray asked him out, and he must have said yes because he took a few days off to spend time with her and then went to George McCallum's mansion to help her on a project.
Did he know?
She stares calculatingly, then whips around and disappears. Joanna works on decorating George's house. Del walks in holding a box.
Well, that's a bit here.
Whew, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, my mother ran the decorating staff like a well-oiled machine. They'll, of course, be at your complete disposal. This event was really as much my mother's as my father's.
I won't let you down.
I don't doubt it.
Del.
Ted
enters as Del leaves.
No pressure.
Hey, you can do this, because you know how to do this. Making moments and memories. Besides, it's never just business when people are involved.
Are you reading my book?
He signs just a pinch with his finger and thumb.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you in your notebook to work up some Christmas magic. Good night, Joanna.
Good night.
He saunters off, hands in pockets, then stops for a quick look back before he walks out. Joanna makes her list.
This is the season. You can
see. She inspects wreaths.
There is a reason.
She measures the banisters. She makes a sketch of the dinner table setting.
That's not all I see.
She brainstorms the tree setup with paper and pencil. She makes another tree sketch. Del watches her work from another room. Joanna carefully unpacks delicate ornaments. Ted unpacks his suitcase. He stops and looks up. He stops unpacking and walks to the window with a look of concern. He looks out. He looks around and down as objects hit the Wyondo. Ted comes out the front door.
Valerie?
Just when were you gonna tell me?
Tell you what?
The secret to your grandmother's rice pudding. That you've been dating Joanna Moray.
No, Val, it's not.
Don't you Val me.
Okay, Valerie, it's not what you think. What are you even doing here? You broke up with me.
No. I stepped back.
Let me quote. It's over. We're through. I'm breaking up with you.
I needed space.
So you said all that because you needed space. What, all of it?
Yes. Probably when you crowded our relationship with another woman.
Oh, man. Stop that.
Don't tell me what to do.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Where are you going?
To give a little advice of my own. I bet she never saw this coming in her love gestures.
Valerie!
No.
Valerie storms through the front door.
So, where is she?
Let me explain.
Believe me, by all means, I can't wait to hear.
I was gonna tell you earlier, but everything happened so fast.
These things usually do.
Keep your voice down, please.
Okay, what is going on down here?
George! Del!
Joanna!
Ted?
Valerie.
Oh.
Valerie softens.
Well, now that we've established names, can anyone please tell me who this woman is and why is she in my foyer?
Of course, Mr. McAllen. This is,
my assistant.
She is?
Yep.
She is.
Valerie looks puzzled.
And now this is a funny story. Valerie was trying to reach Joanna to get some things signed for Goldie.
That's my agent, as you
her
know.
Agent, yes. But the cell reception was not working very well, and she couldn't get a hold of her, so she took it upon herself to drive all the way down here.
Oh, she's such a go-getter, such an angel.
But she got lost, and that's why it's so late, and we're so sorry.
Yeah, but here she is, right? Is that right?
Valerie looks at Joanna, then Ted, then Joanna, then George.
Yes?
So, we're so sorry about the late night intrusion and the slight change of plans.
As long as things are all sorted out.
In that case, I will bid you good night. Again.
Good night.
Night. Okay, well, it's all settled then.
Well, we should get those papers signed. I'm sure Goldie wants them ASAP.
She's been waiting. And we'll get you back to the city as soon as humanly possible. Yeah.
Nonsense. There's already a bedroom made up next to Joanna's. Stay the night. It'll be safer than driving home in that snow.
Thank you. How kind of you.
Okay, Valerie, I will show you to your quarters.
Great.
Follow me. Del?
Come on, come on.
First of all, Valerie, it's very nice to meet you. I promise you none of this is what it looks like.
That's exactly what he said.
Because it's true.
Ted, can I handle this?
Actually,
if you could step outside for just a minute, that'd be great.
Ted turns and leaves.
Okay, here's what's really going on.
Ted fusses.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, just let me say my piece.
Joanna hugs Valerie.
Thank you so much.
Valerie smiles.
I can't believe you went out with another woman just for me. It's so...
insane.
Romantic. And the fact that you, Joanna Morey, would bother to take an interest in Ted...
I'm right here.
And me, to try to help...
Oh, what can I say?
I think this is a good stopping point.
Workers decorate the entryway while Joanna works in the kitchen.
Why, if you could just set those right there. Perfect, thank you.
Del enters.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is one of my favorite Christmas memories.
There's nothing more Christmas than baking cookies.
I used to love watching my mother bake with the staff. You know, I'd always steal one, thinking she didn't see, and she would let me, pretending she didn't see.
Well, if you steal one of mine, I will see you. I'm kidding.
You know, we do have people to do this.
Oh, I know, and your staff has been so helpful, helping me decorate inside and out, but, you know, some things you just want to do yourself. You want to try?
I don't know.
Don't fight it.
This is new territory for me. Me and a cookie cutter could be dangerous.
I have faith in you. And besides, I made another batch just in case. So it helps if you think you're not just making a cookie. You know, you're making a memory. It's okay to have a little fun while you're doing it. All right.
Nice. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Aw, poor reindeer. Did he fall off the roof?
Yeah, I guess I'm a little better at banking than baking.
Well, I think it's great. And by the way, I wanted to tell you, the music is set, the menu is confirmed, they're shipping the placards, and I have one more little surprise for you guys.
When did you do all that?
Oh, efficiency is key. Remember?
Good morning.
Val, you're here. Shouldn't you be hitting the road?
It can wait.
But you didn't bring any of your stuff.
Right,
so...
I had a bag packed with some things from my last trip. I'm a whiz at adjusting to new and surprising situations. Besides, Joanna doesn't mind her awesome number one assistant helping out. Isn't that right?
How could I say no? All right, well, I'm just gonna finish up here. I gotta get these in the oven, prep some pies, and then we'll get on the tree cutting.
Tree cutting?
Joanna looks around.
Well, call me old-fashioned, but that's usually how you get one from out there in here. Oh, with the gorgeous smell of fresh pine.
You can buy that, you know. Trees, too.
Valerie, sometimes it's nice to do things the old-fashioned way.
It is?
You know, we have people to take care of the tree as well.
Oh, I know. I'm one of them.
Joanna checks her list. She gets up and wanders into her closet.
What are you doing in my closet?
You mean our closet. My room's just right over there. Roomy, isn't this the coolest thing ever?
It's something. I'm just gonna go get a handle on the tree.
Oh, I'm coming with you. We all are, I think.
Great.
In the woods with Del.
I can't believe you've never really explored your property. I can't get enough of it.
How about that one?
Too small. I've probably seen more of your house than you have.
And in record time. Just as far back as I can remember, I felt busy. You know, most kids play tag, and I played TV producer. My dad to thank for that. But it all worked out in the end. This one right here.
Too wide? Sorry. I want you to know I've really been enjoying my time here. Things are moving more quickly than I ever could have hoped. I don't know, maybe it's a Christmas miracle.
I don't know, I've seen you with your lists and notebook and schedules, making sure there's a place for everything and everything in this place. I like that in a partner. In someone I'm working with. What is it? Complimenting your partner is in itself a big compliment.
Chapter 4. Kissing up, huh?
You got it.
They're having a good time.
He's probably talking to her about spreadsheets.
At least he's talking to her.
Talking was never our problem. It was me saying the wrong thing.
Joanna says that...
Ow. Valerie. Look, sometimes I wonder if maybe that wasn't our problem. Joanna says. Maybe I needed to know what you were thinking. You know, what you wanted.
Just because I was following advice from someone else doesn't mean it wasn't what I was feeling. Whether Joanna says or Valerie thinks... It's still me.
Valerie.
Ted holds up Joanna's napkin. Her face softens. Joanna catches sight of the napkin and looks alarmed.
Del, it's important to know that you're not, we're not just getting a tree. I mean, that's, you know, branches and needles.
So what are we getting?
It's a symbol. A greeting. A Christmas tree should, you know, remind people of their childhood, of cherished memories. It should reflect the spirit of Christmas, of love and family and friends. Those still with us and those who have gone.
Ted looks up and points.
There. There it is.
Joanna turns around and smiles.
There it is.
Back at the house, Joanna begins to decorate the tree. Dal appears.
This will certainly make a statement.
It's not even decorated yet. That's the best part. It'll only get more beautiful.
Things are already looking beautiful.
Del pulls an ornament from a box. He looks wistful.
You made that, didn't you?
How could you tell?
I know that look.
She smiles.
Come here, bring those. You know, I think that ornament should go right here, front and center. Right?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
He HMGs the ornament.
You know, Joanna, you have such an interesting way of looking at things. You know, that's why I wanted you.
She blinks.
The show. You've opened my eyes to so many more possibilities.
She grins.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Oh, George, hello.
Dad, I just thought I'd pop in and see how things are going.
I think tomorrow you'll really see a transformation.
I want you to know I'm especially looking forward to the tree. It was one of my wife's greatest achievements, and considering she followed your lead for many years, I'm sure it's in great hands.
Joanna nods.
I think so. I wouldn't make you any promises I couldn't keep.
Great. Well, good night.
Good night.
Well, I better get back to my work, and I'll leave you to yours.
Okay.
Del walks off and Joanna sits. She takes out her notebooks and underlines a listed item, Ted and Valerie. Later, Joanna works on her designs when Ted and Valerie walk in.
Hi. Come in. Come in, please. Welcome to your first session. It's a little unorthodox, but please have a seat. Good morning. Okay, well, today I want to work on some core concepts. Respect, love, understanding, and passion. It's important to talk to your partner about these concepts, but since your communication hasn't been great up to this point, instead of saying them to each other, you'll be saying them to me. As if I was your partner. I find that sometimes the things you can't say to someone's face are usually the most honest. So, Valerie, you're up first. And Ted, if you could just look away. Thanks. Thank you, Valerie, Ted. Now, tell me how you're feeling. And remember, respect, love, understanding, and passion.
All right, fine. Ted, sometimes I wish you would respect the fact that all I'm asking you to do is try a little bit harder to take things more seriously. And passion, I guess love the love gestures more. That napkin was a nice touch. You could do that more often. And that's it.
Good.
Your turn, honey.
Okay, Ted, you're up. Tell me how it is you're feeling.
I want you to look at me and see who I am. Inside. I'm not perfect. If I've learned anything, it's that life is not one big solid picture. It's a series of moments, you know, incredible little slices of silly and serious that affect you in ways that sometimes you don't even understand. And that's okay. I just want you to love those moments with me, no matter how big or small. I want to make you happy, especially when you're not. And I want you to know that my shoulders are strong enough to carry your laughter and your tears. That when you come to a crossroads, I'm gonna be there to help guide you. And that everything I do will shine a light on how, even in the harshest of winters, you are my infinite summer. I may not always succeed, but I will always try. Even if I am perfectly imperfect.
Joanna blinks, visibly moved.
Great work, both of you.
Sweetie, you'll get there. You just have to really work the system.
Joanna avoids Valerie's eyes.
We're doing the tree today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You
know, I should head downstairs. There's a lot going on today. It's a little overwhelming.
Joanna leaves. Ted stands alone.
Move.
Great. If you could just take those into the kitchen, please. Thank you. Right around the corner of the bedroom.
For this one?
Oh, great. Yeah. Thank you.
Ted sits on a sofa reading Joanna's book. She sees him and smiles approvingly. Joanna walks over and sees Valerie decorating the tree.
How about one over there? It's perfect.
She looks sad, makes a note, and walks off. Joanna listens at a door. Later. Ted walks in.
Come in.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm kind of at a loss for words.
For the first time, I feel like I don't have control over every aspect of my life, and it's really freaking me out.
Is that such a bad thing? Not knowing exactly how everything's going to turn out?
Ted, the things you said today to Valerie, to me, they really excited me, but they also really scare me because I don't know what the future looks like.
I think we need to break up and end the charade.
What?
This whole thing's becoming a disaster. The illusion was supposed to be fun and easy, manageable at least, but you can't control feelings. That's the illusion. I'm not an expert, and I figured that out. You wrote a book about it, and you still haven't. You had this grand plan, but as you say, you don't make plans to break them, you make them to be them. I'm not sure I know what that means, but I do know
I can't pretend to be the perfect boyfriend for you if I'm trying to be the perfect boyfriend for Valerie.
Ted, is this really what you want?
Don't you see? You're on the cusp of your dotted line. You're gonna get your show. You're gonna do amazing things.
Ted, I feel...
I've seen how Dell looks at you. I told you about it the moment he saw you. And seeing you two together, you with your philosophies and lists, him with his spreadsheets and savvy and suits. It's a match made in, if not heaven, on paper. And it's more real than anything you told me I was pretending to be for you. But it's fine, you know, you're free now to pursue Dell. Valerie and I'll continue to work on whatever it is we're working on. George will be thrilled as he ever was. Joanna, you deserve the perfect boyfriend. Someone who thinks like you, someone who wants success like you, you can have that. It's real, and it's waiting for you right outside. It's a win-win.
Well, it sounds like you have it all figured out.
I learned from the best.
He smooths her hair back and pecks her forehead. Ted turns and walks off. At night. Ted and Valerie sit in a room. Valerie reads, ignoring Ted. Out the window, Ted sees Joanna leaving with Dell.
Hey, what do you say we get out of here for a little while?
So it's certainly been an interesting few days.
In what way?
Well, you came to organize our Christmas event, something we weren't sure could even be done, and somehow we ended up baking cookies and talking about our past and getting to know one another.
I've been busy, haven't I?
I'd say the topper, though, is probably your unorthodox assistant showing up late one night, unannounced.
That was the topper.
There's something about her, though. I can't put my finger on it. In any case, it definitely hasn't been business as usual.
Look, Del, there's something that I should mention that you should know. Ted and I aren't actually... We're not... Things aren't going well.
Del's face goes blank.
Is that so?
Yeah, I really don't want to get into the details of it, but I want you and your father to know that no matter what happens between him and I, it will in no way affect my ability to produce the work with every ounce of creativity and professionalism that you are expecting of me.
I don't doubt it. Joanna, you are your work, and your work is you. In a really short time, I've gotten to know you through it. Sorry, what is it? Evaluate, designate, and concentrate?
Yeah.
If I'm honest, I don't see Ted as being the kind of guy that can follow those rules. I mean, how many points is he really scoring doing the things you need? You know, is he able to put into practice any of your tactics?
Gosh, you make it sound like I wrote a military handbook.
Yeah, whatever works, right? You know, get people to step in line.
She wrinkles her brow and tilts her head as she watches Del walk on. Ted and Valerie shop.
That's a lot of books.
We have a long road ahead of us, Ted. If we ever want to get back to that perfect place we were in, you're gonna have to work at it. But I'm here to help.
Ted looks forlorn.
Oh, The Business of Love. It's perfect.
I'm never gonna be good enough for you, am I?
It's more than reading. I'm not ruling out seminars or therapy. Have you ever tried hypnosis?
You're not listening.
You're right.
Ted looks confused.
I am.
You can't even put your socks on in the dark. How are you gonna hypnotize yourself?
No.
Honey, I've seen it. One blue, one brown. Not a good look.
I mean, no to listening to people who don't even know me, telling me how and when to feel. All so that we can get back to something that was not only never perfect, it probably never existed.
What are you saying, Ted?
Val, I think you know.
Don't Val me.
Okay. Valerie, if we're gonna do this, if we're meant to be, then we have to find our way back there by ourselves, without the business of love. And without the love audit.
Valerie looks frightened and lost. George sits reading.
Joanna! Come on and join me.
Sure.
I want you to know, and I would never say this lightly, the house has never looked better in such a short time. And Mrs. McKellen would be proud, and so should you.
That means the world to me. I want this event to be perfect. No matter what.
No matter what? That signals to me something might be the matter. Ted's a good man. I like his energy. I like what he's doing in his career. He's a man on the way up, and I think I may even be able to help lift him.
Oh, my gosh. That would mean more to him than you know.
Okay, well, then I'll make sure that I tell him myself. Now, that aside, I don't think I'm too far off by saying you two have hit a rough patch.
Yeah.
Actually, you and Ted remind me a lot of Mrs. McKellen and I. And I don't want to get myself in hot water here saying this to an expert such as yourself, but having spent more time around the sun than I like to admit, sometimes love doesn't have hard and fast rules. All we needed was will always be a gamble.
What if you take that chance and you lose? How can I not look at this relationship through the lens of my own advice? Things that I'm telling everyone else they should be doing, shouldn't I be doing them too?
Ted eavesdrops.
With Ted, he's always joking around, and I'm serious. He's always dressed for the mall. I'm, you know, dressed in a power suit. He's always thinking about,
what's happening right then in the moment. And I'm always thinking about the future. How in the world is that ever going to work? I know who I am and what I want. Or I thought I did.
Ted walks off.
How can I start something new at this point that everyone else is going to think is a lie?
Happiness is never a lie. Not to yourself or others. You asked a question, what happens if you take a chance on love and you lose? I think that's the wrong question for you. I think the one you should ask instead is, what happens if I never take a chance on love at all?
Later that evening.
Oh, Valerie, hi.
Are you looking for Ted?
Yeah, I just needed to tell him something.
I was going to get a snack. It's been kind of a strange day.
Yeah, that's an understatement. Look, Valerie, I hope you know I never meant to do anything to hurt you or Ted.
I know. As you say, good intentions are not safe from complex execution.
Joanna grins appreciatively.
I think he's leaving. And I think I'm okay with that. I don't know. I think I've been doing too much thinking, to tell you the truth. You spend so much time with someone looking for them to be what you want instead of enjoying who they are.
Believe me, I know.
Do you also believe in, I guess, like at first sight with someone you don't really know? Is that crazy? Is it wrong?
I think it's wrong not to go for what will make you happy. Like, love, interest, whatever. My advice is to forget all my other advice. Forget the scorecards, the suits. Go for the spark.
Valerie considers for a second.
I kind of like suits. I'm not angry. I want you to know that.
I'm really glad you're here.
They hug.
Ted, can we?
Joanna looks in Ted's room.
Ted?
She walks to the window and looks out. Ted pulls away. She falls onto his bed and hugs the pillow. Dell works at a grand desk.
Joanna, good morning. I was just thinking about you. Can I get you some coffee?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Thank you. Dell, I need to talk to you about something.
Wonderful. I also have some news.
What's this?
The contract for your very own show. I thought you'd want to see it. Look, my father is way more into surprises than I am, so try to look just so when he announces it.
My hunch is it'll be at the gala in front of everyone.
So in terms of scheduling, we're going to want to get started on concept and development as soon as possible in the new year. I think we'll also want to schedule some meetings with marketing. What is it? Did I miss something? I thought you'd be thrilled.
So, no, this is incredible. It's more than I ever could have imagined.
Dell grins.
But before we go any further, there's something that you should know.
Excuse me?
Okay, here we go. Dell, I don't think I've ever even been in love. The guy that I wrote about in my book, that was more the version of what I hoped for or what I wanted, but not at all the version I actually ended up with. And on that note, that man was also not Ted.
Dell looks solemn.
Ted and I were never actually in a relationship. I just met him about a week ago.
Dell looks concerned.
And I brought him here because I wanted to prove to everyone, myself included, that I was, in fact, an expert at everything. I lied to a lot of people, and I'm not proud of it, and I can't continue to do it. So if that's the woman you're looking for, I'm sorry, but daytime television will have to survive with one less show.
Unbelievable. Joanna, that is amazing. You're incredible.
You're not upset?
Are you kidding? You just executed the most brilliant marketing strategy.
Del excitedly jumps to his feet.
I can picture the billboards. When love comes clean, you can tell the story in the pilot episode. Love, loss, redemption, your fans will eat it up. Look, Joanna, you came here to do a job, and you've done it beautifully. So whether or not Ted is really your boyfriend is irrelevant now. Because we're in the business of Joanna Morey, dating or otherwise, and frankly, otherwise is fine with me. Have dinner with me.
To discuss the show, or as a date?
It makes sense. It adds up, you, me, us. It's a partnership.
Del, I'm so sorry. I can see how you may have thought I was going in a different direction with this, but I'm not looking for a business transaction. I'm looking for love, you know, romance, the spark. I'm learning that gut feeling is more important than being a match made on paper.
I can't say I'm not a little bit disappointed. A little embarrassed. But I can say that I still make deals and yours is still very much on the table. Don't pass this up because of my misunderstandings. You're too good a businesswoman and person to let this go. Don't let this be the one that got away.
He holds up the contract. She takes it from him.
But what about your father? Will he feel the same way?
I'll talk to him. I'm sure he'd be thrilled if you said yes.
She smiles shyly.
Well, thank you. Then, yes.
All right, back to my spreadsheets.
Well, I look forward to our working relationship, and I'll see you tonight at the gala.
She walks off. She reads the contract, then puts it away. She walks to her closet.
Ah! Valerie! That's my address.
It is? Joanna, I had no idea. It was just hanging up, and I didn't bring anything fancy to wear,
Valerie,
because I didn't know there was going to be a party. And when I found out there was a party, I grabbed the first thing I saw, which was this dress, your dress, and I can totally put it back right
Valerie.
Now.
Valerie!
Yes?
I think that dress would look beautiful on you.
You do?
Stunning. I'd go as far as to say I think that dress was meant to be worn by you.
What will you wear? Wait. Don't say a word. Just come with me. I'll handle this. Roomie.
Friend?
Oh, don't make me cry.
The house stands lit up at night.
Thank you very much for coming.
It's good to see you.
Enjoy yourself.
Please enjoy yourself. Merry Christmas. This is incredible. By the way, have you seen Joanna around?
No, I haven't. I believe she had one last thing to do.
Joanna and Valerie appear on the staircase. Joanna wears an elegant white evening gown while Valerie's is crimson. They pause on the landing while the two men appreciate their beauty. Del walks to the foot of the stairs.
You look absolutely stunning, Val. I mean Valerie, sorry.
Thank you. You can call me Val.
He takes her hand.
But this dress is actually...
What she couldn't wait to wear all week for such an important event.
Joanna gives Val an encouraging look.
George. Mm-hmm. Del, I want to apologize.
One never needs to say sorry for delivering on every promise and then some while finding a way to do it all so beautifully. Isn't that right, Del?
Without question.
Well, thank you both for that. for understanding, for everything.
Would you accompany me into the main hall? I think it's time for my entrance.
I would love to.
He offers his arm and she takes it. Del and Val look shyly at each other.
Shall we?
A string quartet plays music as the two couples walk in. Guests mingle amongst sumptuously laden tables covered in cookies and gingerbread houses.
Thank you for doing this. You did what I thought might have been impossible. But our house and our hearts are more alive than I had ever dreamed.
Well, remember when I said I had one last surprise in store? Would you mind following me? I have something I'd like to show you.
They walk and then Joanna turns.
You have kept your wife's memory alive in this house and in this event. And that is a very special gift. You were brave enough to share that with me, so I wanted to return the favor by allowing you to share it with everyone else.
I haven't seen that photo in over 30 years.
And those are your guests on their first Christmases.
This Christmas will always be special because of you.
Excuse me? Excuse me, please. Mr. McAllen would like to say a few words.
George stands in front of the tree.
I want to thank all of you, friends, family, and colleagues, for taking the time to spend another glorious Christmas Eve with us tonight. My beautiful wife, Caroline, is no longer here. She would have loved this. She believed in someone who helped my son and I realize that she will always live in our hearts. So I would like you to join me in thanking the woman who's at the helm of this incredible event and who soon will be at the helm of her very own television show where she will share her gifts. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of Living and Loving, Joanna Morais.
Thank you.
Joanna beams and hugs George.
Thank you. Oh, I can't believe it.
Congratulations.
Please enjoy the party. So, living and loving, huh?
I was thinking on my toes.
I like it. And I believe we will do our best to show everyone with a television how to do both.
You'll figure it out. 5 days a week. Although you might need a little bit of help.
Yeah. I wish Ted were here to see this. Hear the news.
He is.
She turns and George looks sly.
Christmas miracles.
Nice tux.
And you, I mean, you look...
Oh, well, they're not jeans, but, you know, baby steps. I thought I'd never get to see you again.
I was afraid that you wouldn't want to. Joanna, this is... You're amazing. You look amazing. I did want to ask you, when we first got here, what did your finger book fortune say? You can tell me now.
Follow your heart.
Well, that's good advice.
And I have one very important question for you.
Uh-oh.
Will you be my boyfriend?
She wrinkles her lips and shrugs.
For real, this time?
Absolutely, for real. No lists, no points, just us.
Then yes. Absolutely, yes. Merry Christmas, Joanna.
Merry Christmas, Ted.
They kiss and embrace. Ted spins her around and they slow dance.